The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The last time there was a public execution by hanging in the Isle of Man was 147 years ago, in 1872. This was when we did hang people for various offences on a fairly regular basis at Castletown, at a place still known as the Lakes. This is by a stretch of the Silverburn River, to be seen on your right as you start to drive past the harbour towards Castle Rushen. Now, it was there, on June the 15th, 1818, that a Manxman was hanged for sheep stealing, once a common penalty for the offence, for the last time. His name was Robert Cewley, and he was a 52-year-old farmer from Braddon, and his crime and punishment earned him a small but unhappy niche in Manx history. He also had a good audience. Contemporary reports say 6,000 people turned out to see him swing. We know quite a lot about the occasion because it is fully documented in a pamphlet, a copy of which is in the Manx Museum archives. This was issued by the island's clergy as a warning to the people of the consequences of wrongdoing. This tells us that Cewley went to his death composed and courageous to the end. At 12 noon he was taken from his cell in Castle Rushen to the Lakes, standing on a horse-drawn cart. This was parked under the gibbet, and he was unperturbed as the executioner, named as Robert Quilliam, placed the noose round his neck in readiness. Cewley was seen to pray, then he shook hands with Quilliam and urged him to do his duty. Quilliam asked Cewley, who was wearing a cap, to pull it forward as his signal for the cart to be driven away from under him and leave him dangling. 5 years later, in 1823, there was what might be called a double bill at the Lakes. A young man and a young woman were hanged there, this time for murder, a crime of passion. 19-year-old Catherine Kinraid and 28-year-old John Camesh were illicit lovers, and they were condemned to death for killing Camesh's wife by putting arsenic in her food. Catherine was described as a young woman of uncommonly interesting and handsome features, and she was led into committing the crime by Camesh. We also learn that Camesh did not die so well as Robert Cewley did. He went to his maker trembling with terror. He went to his maker trembling with terror, and there were great shrieks and groans from the huge attending crowd as the coroner of Ayr carried out the duty of executioner. Apparently he just didn't fancy the job. There was no public executioner available, and coroners were often given it. And he tried unsuccessfully to get someone else to do it. This was another occasion which led to the island's clergy publishing a pamphlet to be read by the Manx people following an execution. This one was entitled, rather strangely, you might think, An Affectionate Address to the Inhabitants of the Isle of Man. But its message was undoubtedly clear. Avoid evil doing, or you too will swing for it down by the lakes in Castletown. But the essence of the matter was that the days of public executions in the Isle of Man were now numbered. They just could not go on in a civilised society, which the island considered itself to be. I don't know exactly when the last one happened. In 1872, when the island's last hanging of all took place, it happened well away from the public gaze, deep within the grim grey walls of Castle Rushen. And you can't find out exactly where took place there. Now, that's if this is something you would really like to know.